You know, one thing I got away from a long time ago is when I started seeing these games these Jezebels were playing, like interrupting you. Wouldn't listen to what you had to say, but they want you to hear what they have to say. It's all about devaluing, demasculating. It's all about their opinion, and what they want is first, you know, is the queen bee syndrome. And it's just not going to work in this world. They think it's going to last. They might find somebody they can do that to, but it won't last because they're not listening. Think about it. It takes to have a conversation, it takes two people, right? And if you're interrupting somebody, you think you already know what they're going to say before they say it. You think you already have all the answers. You think you're God because you have your own agenda. These Jezebel games have been exposed a long time ago, but they keep playing the same game. What's that about? To try to devalue, demasculate, whatever. I had some family members, they would never listen, you know, and I just couldn't talk to them anymore. I had to cut them off. There's always two sides to every story, but they don't want to hear anybody else's story. How they stayed married, I don't know. Some of them didn't, but who knows what's going on with them. But my point is, if you do it to your children, if you do it to your spouse, if you do it to everybody around you, then what's the purpose of having communication? They have an agenda. They want it their way, and their way is the only way, and because it's all about self. It's the flesh mind. It's the self. Me, myself, and I. Me, myself, and I. It's all about me. But they can put on this front. You can actually see through it. They can't hide it forever. They put on this front like they love you and they care about you. They don't care. They don't care what you have to say. And I don't care. It doesn't have to be. Jezebel could be a legalistic pastor. It could be a legalistic job. It could be a friend, so-called friend who never listens. It could be a renter. It could be a neighbor. It could be an employee. It could be anybody. They don't really care. It's all about what they want. They can never see the perspective of the other person. They don't want to see the other perspective. They really don't, because it's all about them. But those kind of people I cut out of my world, you know. And if I can't completely cut them out, I cut them out of my ear gate as much as possible. Could be a customer, could be an Uber rider, could be any. I picked up two people today wanting an extra trip free. I said, I have to follow the script. I have to follow what it says. Blah, blah, blah. Well, look at my phone. My phone says this. Well, you must have changed it or deleted it. You must have did it online instead of this one. The last one wanted a free 5 minutes, 5 minute drive. I said, I have to follow what it says. The insurance doesn't pay outside of that, you know. And, he showed me it on his phone. I said, well, most apps let you change. He said, well, this ain't the app. I did it online. I said, well, call them. If you want it bad enough, you'll call them. So they want you to pay for their mistakes. They want you to pay for their mistakes. Let me say it again. They want somebody else to pay for their mistakes. They want somebody else to pay for their sin. They want somebody else to pay so they can play. They want all the privileges, no responsibility. They want somebody else to pay so they can play. And if you keep playing that game with them, you're stupid. Because that in itself, they want you to be Jesus for them in all parts of life. if you break it down to its ultimate, even that way they conversate is the same, it would be the same truth. Call them out. Call them, be nice about it. You can just say, hey, well, if there's only one person talking, I don't really need to be here, do I? And they'll say, what do you mean? Well, you're doing all the talking. Every time I open my mouth, you interrupt me. So if there's only one person talking, I don't really need to be here. Why are you waiting on a response? I just don't even talk to them. If I see them start doing it, I just listen. And I don't even respond. And they're like, why ain't you saying nothing? They don't say that, but they look at you like, why ain't you saying nothing? Not my job. It's not my job to tell you how to act right. It's not my job to be your daddy. It's not my job to be Jesus. It's not my job to discipline you on what's socially acceptable in a conversation. It's not my job. That's the universe's job. That's God's job. When people start walking away from you because you interrupt everything they say, don't be surprised if you don't have any friends. Don't be surprised if you don't have anybody who wants to talk to you. You know, your best friend is somebody who will call you out on stuff like that. The ones who are not your friend, they just let you go and go down your path of destruction. And it is a path of destruction. You might say, well, that's not really a path. That's just conversation. That's not a path of destruction. Sure it is. It creates a stronghold. It creates a pattern that nobody else matters but you. And if you go that, if you get that in your mindset and you keep going with it for a lifetime, it's going to affect you. You're going to have repercussions. You're going to have kickback. The repercussions are automatically encoded in the universe. Think about what I'm telling you. I could probably break it down in 1,000 ways if I really wanted to think about it. When somebody's interrupting you, and they interrupt everybody in the conversation, that tells you they don't care what you have to say. That tells you they don't respect your opinion. That tells you they don't really want your opinion. They just want to vent. They just want to say something. They want you to agree with them. They want you to agree with them. They probably want to set you up and say, well, I was in the conversation and this is what was said and they didn't disagree with me. Just because I don't disagree don't mean I agree. If you want to believe whatever you want to believe, if you want to gaslight yourself, go ahead. If you want to believe your own lie, go ahead. If you want to believe your own delusion, go ahead. If you want it your way and it don't go your way and you get mad, I wonder why. Because you didn't have a conversation, you didn't listen. Especially like if you're renting to somebody, it's written on the contract. It's right there in the contract, but you don't want to read the contract. You don't want to agree to it. You just want to do your own thing. And so then when you get evicted, it's because you didn't care. You thought it was your way. You thought you were the only one. It's all about you. Life's about you. Life revolves around you. You're the center of the whole universe. Nobody else matters. That's what you believe. And it's a childhood thing. It's your mama or your daddy or somebody didn't spank you, evidently. Nobody rebuked you and called you out on your insanity. And it's going to affect you the rest of your life if you don't change. You have to change. But other people don't change. It's not about other people. See, one of the reasons they do it is because they feel like they've lost power, have no power, they're not empowered. So if they start acting right, it just hit me. The reason Jezebel plays those Jezebel games is because she feels like she has no power. And so she's insecure. And if anybody will play her game with her, she can overpower them, she thinks. And if she overpowers somebody, it makes her feel like she's got some power when she has no power because she's destroying herself. Those kind of conversations will destroy a person over time. Let's say they did dehumanize or demasculate or do that to somebody. That person won't be around forever. And when that person's gone and they try to do it to somebody else, they justify in their mind that they're okay when they're not. They justify it. And so if you justify yourself, like it says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, I think, Israel has justified herself more than her sister Judah, and she's going down the wrong path. And so it affects, she's justified herself, and so her whole core, demeanor, personality, soul, her whole soul, her will, emotions, intellect, it's all affected because they justified themselves. And they got a bunch of flying monkeys around them that justify, that are sending them to hell. And even if they're not hell-bound, they're going in a hell-bound situation eventually. Sad. I don't play their game no more. As soon as I see somebody interrupting me, I know that's the Jezebel spirit from the get-go. I could see it at first, you know, if you meet somebody for the first time, you're trying to get to know somebody, it might take a while. But then after that, you're like, okay. And it keeps happening and happening and happening and happening. It's the spirit. It's a spirit that their opinion is way higher than your opinion. They don't need your opinion. They think they know better than you. It's a spirit. And that spirit has to be exercised. And they are the one that has to exercise it. You can't exercise it out of somebody. You can call them out on it, and it might sting, but they'll go right back to it. Until God... This is something that God has to fix a person with. And a lot of times people are just talking about stuff that don't even matter. Foolishness. Opinions. Everybody's got an opinion, but what's the truth? I don't really need your opinion. I want the truth. What's the truth? I don't want an opinion. What's the truth? Opinion, I can pay a dollar to get opinions, but I can't pay a dollar for the absolute truth. I have to pray to God and ask God to rightly divide the word of truth. This is the problem with emotional creatures versus truth creatures. They let emotions control everything they do instead of the truth. Lovers of pleasure instead of truthers. They love the pleasure instead of the truth. They love the lie instead of the truth. They're pleasers of man instead of pleasers of God. They want an outward show. They want to look good on the outside instead of having the inside right. It's all outward show, people. It's all image. You can see it in all the Hollywood, the football, the basketball. They all build each other up in some fake image. And if you rub shoulders with them every day, they would get on your everlasting nerve, most likely. Taylor Swift would get on your nerves if you hung out with her every day. No doubt about it. It's all lies. You're in a system that's a painted face system. It's fake. It's ridiculous. It's insane. And that show that they put on in front of you, whether it's football, basketball, Hollywood, whatever the show is to distract you with some kind of fake image that's not even real. To make you think they got something you don't have, make you think they're better than you or something like that. These people are sick. I mean, imagine if you were in that position. Doesn't matter who it is. Joe Rogan, half the stuff he says is not even close to being biblical. It's not even close to being truth. And everybody listened to him, and everything, I mean, supporting the drug, the drinking, all the stuff that he says is so contrary to truth, it's not even funny. You're surrounded by a bunch of hell-bound sinners who want to justify themselves before God. They want to justify themselves. I don't think he would listen to a preacher and be humbled by a preacher. I really don't think he could. That's probably why the rich people, it's hard for a rich man to get saved, because he's got all those riches to do whatever he wants. And he thinks he's smarter than everybody else because he's got more money. I mean, look at Bill Gates. You think he can get saved? Look at Bezos. You think he can preach Jesus on there? You think anybody will listen to him? A true person, whether it's a man or a woman, who's trying to minister by the power of the Holy Spirit, if they're really trying to minister to somebody else in the power of the Holy Spirit, they're going to listen and listen to your words and listen to what false belief system that the person has. Because your false belief system is your problem. If you're having an emotional panic attack, whatever, unless it's worried about food, but even that, if a man don't work, he don't eat. A lot of times, most 99% of the time, they're believing lies, therefore, their life is based on a shaky foundation. Their foundation is shaking because they believe the lies. They believe lies, you know. Their foundation is shaky because they believe the lie.